Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, welcome to our Forest Facebook page or our Garibaldi Red podcast, wherever you're watching this. I'm Sarah Clapson. I'll be here for the next 15-20 minutes or so, taking any questions, responding to any comments, and generally looking ahead to Wednesday night's FA Cup tie with Manchester United, also the weekend game with Liverpool, reflecting on the defeat to Aston Villa and the latest in terms of FFP and Everton's situation, everything down at the bottom end of the table. First place to start is with what happened regarding Everton yesterday, Monday afternoon, in terms of their points deduction being reduced after breaching financial rules. Obviously, that changed the table a bit. Forest went down a place. It's still so up in the air because obviously Forest are facing their own charge. Everton have another charge to come. It's still really, there's still so much uncertainty and so much yet to find out about what's happening. I think that's a level of frustration, not just for Forest and Everton, but all the teams down at the bottom end of the table. Nobody really knows how the table actually looks because obviously the situation with Forest and Everton hasn't been completely sorted yet, and there is still the chance that it might drag on until after the season has finished. We know that the backstop date for getting everything completely done is May 24th, so after the final game. So there is still the possibility that if you get to the final game, Forest think they are safe, and then find out a few days later that events off the pitch have decided their fate. Nobody wants that. It's far from ideal in every sense, really. All that Nuno and the players can do at the moment is focus on getting results. I think Wednesday night against Man United, although it's in the FA Cup, is a really important game because it gives a chance to put in a good performance, hopefully get a positive result, put the defeat at Aston Villa to one side, ahead of what's a really big game against Liverpool on Saturday, also at the City Ground. So I think there's a real opportunity there for Forest to get a bit of confidence, for players to put in really good displays. Nuno has a bit of a selection choice to make, I think. I would be surprised if we see Moussa Niakate at left back again. As much as Nuno said he didn't regret that decision, I think it was quite clear that it didn't work. We saw in the second half at Aston Villa that it made a massive difference when Harry Toffolo came in and Niakate moved to his more natural position. There was just a better balance all round. So I would be very surprised if we see Niakate there on Wednesday night. I think Harry Toffolo's got to start, surely. Who starts at centre-back, though, is a tough choice to make. Niakate and Omar Bamidele were the pairing for the second half on Saturday. Obviously, Nuno started with Felipe and Murillo, both of whom were far from at the best, having previously been integral to the win over West Ham. So it's a difficult one. The partnership of Omar Bamidele and Murillo has worked really well before, so perhaps that's an option as well. Willy Bolly is still out. It is a difficult choice for Nuno. He's also got to consider the Liverpool game. Not that he'll place too much emphasis on it, because he does tend to go game to game, and he has always named his strongest lineup really in the cup so far. He's gone with pretty strong 11s. I think he will do the same again. Will he give Gio Reyna a chance? I'm not sure. I mean, he's been limited to time off the bench so far. I think it would probably be a bit of a surprise if he started. As I said, Nuno tends to go with his strongest team. I can see him sticking with the attacking three of Elanga, who will definitely have a point to prove again against Man United, I'm sure. Morgan Gibbs-White and Callum Hudson-Odoi, because they've been generally doing really well, the three of them. Who starts as the striker, I guess that's going to be an interesting one. Awoniyi didn't look... Well, he isn't fully fit. He is still building up to 100% after being out for so long. Forest have had to give him more minutes than perhaps they would have liked in a shorter space of time because of the injury to Chris Wood. They really haven't had too many... they really haven't had a choice with that. He didn't look particularly sharp on Saturday, Awoniyi. Origi, when he came on, I thought he made a big difference. He looked really good. Would I start him, though? Awoniyi can build up his fitness by playing. Obviously, you don't want to play him too much, but maybe if he can give 60 minutes and then bring Origi on, that's probably a way around it. I think that's what I would do, because Taiwo is ahead of Origi in the pecking order. He offers more for me. So I would start with Taiwo, and then if need be, bring on Origi, because he did look good on Saturday, Origi. I just don't think he's done it consistently and to the extent that everybody hoped he would when he came in. So that would be my choice. Let me know how you think Forest should line up. Would you make any changes? Would you start Nia Carty at left back again? I suspect the answer to that from most people would be no. But anyway, maybe you have a different opinion. I can't see there being too many changes, to be honest. It'd be interesting to see also the midfield partnership. Dominguez had a bit of a stinker at Villa, having, again, a bit like Murillo and Felipe, been excellent the week before. Hopefully he's back to being his usual self on Wednesday night, because he's such an important player. Can make such a massive difference when he stamps his authority on games and is dominant in the centre of the pitch. Long-term, whether that partnership, Dominguez and Danilo, is right away from home, I think there has to be a question mark about it. I'm not convinced it was, or it is. At the City Ground, though, they showed they worked really well together against West Ham. Man United are going to be a different proposition, obviously, but perhaps start those two again together on Wednesday night, bearing in mind not wanting to make too many changes. I think I would probably go with that. I'm going to bring this one up while we're on the subject from Ian. Hi, Ian. Says, need a strong performance to build some momentum for Saturday. Still seems to be sporadic lack of confidence in some players. I'd agree about a strong performance being needed, Ian. I think it's a real opportunity on Wednesday night for Forest, not just to progress to the quarterfinals of the FA Cup, which would be brilliant, and which Nuno is really clear that he wants. He wants progression in the Cup. He takes it very seriously, and he's put that on his players as well. So not just for that reason, but I think it can be a stepping stone for Saturday, which is a big game against Liverpool. Go into it on the back of a really positive performance against Man United, hopefully a good result. I think it could go a long way. I take your point about sporadic lack of confidence. I think that feeds into the inconsistency collectively and individually, players being terrific one minute or one game, and then the next having a bit of a stinker. Dominguez, Felipe, Murillo, cases in point between the West Ham and the Villa games, not the only ones by any means. I think against Villa, in the first half particularly, it was difficult really to pick any standout contributors from a Forest perspective. It was just generally a poor first half all round. Second half was a lot better, I will say, but it's developing that consistency that is going to be crucial, because in the league, at least between now and May, there are some huge games. Forest need to get a settled side. For me, I think Nuno has had a real challenge in terms of injuries and absences and not being able to name a fairly settled 11 week to week. Obviously, you do have tweaks game to game, but I think just having that opportunity to get a run with a fairly settled team would really help. And then that helps with confidence as well. Results, performances all help with confidence. I guess as much as Nuno's job is to make sure that, as well as getting the results and the performances, the players are not focused on what's happening off the pitch. He's trying to tell them to block out all of that noise and all of that uncertainty. They are only human. They'll be aware of what's going on, that there is uncertainty over any points deduction. It'd be natural for that to happen, but they have to block that out and focus on the task in hand. There's a real chance to go into Saturday's game with a good result. Man United are up and down. Obviously, they go into Wednesday night on the back of a difficult weekend. So I think it's there for the taking. A big night at the City Ground at home, under the lights. We know the kind of atmosphere that can generate. I think it's there. It wouldn't just be an FA Cup quarterfinal place to celebrate. There would also be a bit of momentum. You mentioned confidence as well to take into Saturday. So I'm with you on that one. Simon, hi. Simon says, I try the new forward and also play Reina and rest Morgan and Taiwo. Probably bring in Sangare too for Danilo. Sangare's still injured, Simon. At least that's what Nuno said in his press conference yesterday. The three players who have returned from the AFCON final, Sangare, Boly and Aina, they weren't available against Villa, and he said the situation was still the same for Wednesday night. So I think that means that all three are still ruled out. Otherwise, I would probably agree. I think Sangare, we all want to see him get a run of games. And we mentioned in the previous question about confidence and momentum. I think Sangare really needs that. He needs a run. He's a quality player. He just needs to get going. Game time will help with that. Obviously, it's difficult at the minute because he came back injured from AFCON, which is a real shame. Reina, he's had a few. It's difficult when you come on as a substitute to really make an impact. But you have to grasp those opportunities. You have to make yourself heard when you come off the bench and really try to catch the eye. I think he's looked okay. He's had a few decent touches, but he still hasn't really caught the eye with anything yet. I know it is difficult, as I said, coming off the bench. But again, he's someone that needs a bit of a run. He has to get into the team, though. And at the minute, for me, Morgan, Callum Hudson-Odoi and Anthony Elanga are working really well together. Nuno wants to go strong. So I would stick with those three. Have Reina on the bench as an option again. We still haven't really seen what he's all about, Reina. He's got quality and he's got talent, but he needs to grasp his opportunities when they come to force his way into that starting 11. Resting Taiwo as well, I can definitely see the reasoning behind that. Obviously, it would be a three-game week for him if he starts all three. We know he needs to be managed very carefully. It's what Nuno has been doing in terms of training and in terms of game time as well. He's really trying to manage his workload as much as possible. As I said, the injury to Chris Wood is making that a little bit difficult. He's having to play more than what ideally he would do. I just think to start the game well, Taiwo for me would be in the 11 because he is capable of getting the goals. He makes a big impact on games. Forest look a different team when he plays. Really liked Origi from off the bench on Saturday. I think he can make an impact as a substitute. I think he could do that again on Wednesday night. But to start with the strongest 11, I'd go with Taiwo again. See what you can get out of him and then have Origi to bring on if needed. But Forest want to get through to the quarterfinals. And as I said, there is a big opportunity to put in a good result and performance ahead of Saturday as well. So I think I would start with Taiwo, but I do take the point about how resting him might come into consideration as well. It is a tough one. Nuno has had a lot to deal with in terms of these injuries that he's having to manage and player availability. It's not helping for sure, but that's part of the job. It comes with the territory. It's having to deal with all that and still find results and performances. Try Reina, swap Morgan for Danilo, and this one as well. Reina needs to start. Danilo is off form. So a few people keen to see Reina given a chance. I know I've just talked about it a little bit, but I think I would keep Reina on the bench. I do see the merit as this being a cup game, and it's an opportunity to give some players a run out. Rayner probably being top of the list. I just think I would like to see a bit of momentum develop, a strong side, a side that is likely to play against Liverpool, to give those players more of a chance to build that momentum. And for me, Rayner he's not quite there yet for starting. He has looked bright when he's come off the bench, Rayner. I think he can potentially offer something. We just really haven't seen it yet. You do need game time to settle in and bed in, and all of that will come into play, I'm sure. But I just think if Forest want to go out there and get the win, really take the game to Manchester United, I would stick with that three of Morgan, Callum and Anthony Elanga. Rayner, his versatility is really useful. The fact that he can play in that 10 role, the fact that he can also play out wide, it's a really good option. He's a really good option to have in that sense on the bench. You can take off somebody like Morgan, or you can take off Hudson-Odoi or Elanga and bring him on them. But I just wouldn't make too many changes myself to the 11. And I think that we're still really waiting for Rayner to spark into life and show what he can do, because he has got the talent. It's just he needs to show it in games, and he needs to really make the most of his opportunities, because that's how you force your way into the starting lineup. At the minute, for me, he's still got a little bit of work to do to get there. I hope he does. I hope he shows everybody what he's about, because Forest are going to need everybody between now and the end of the season. You're going to need players that can come in if somebody's injured, if somebody needs a rest, if somebody's suspended, if you need to look to the bench to bring somebody on that can change games. We've seen that Origi can do that. We saw on Saturday what a difference he made. You need a lot of options. So hopefully we get to see the best of Gio Reyna at some point. I just, at the minute, think he's still not quite there. But hopefully he shows us all what he can do at some point. Ian, another one from you, says, tonight, or Wednesday night, I guess, is a chance for some of our regulars to prove they are worthy of selection on Saturday. Need stability and consistency, good consistency and not bad. Yeah, agree. It is a huge game on Saturday against Liverpool. Again, it's similar to the United game on Wednesday night. It's the kind of occasion at the City Ground which can be something special. We've seen it before. We've seen it a few times, haven't we? The City Ground, games like that, the atmosphere, the crowd. It can just be one of those really special occasions. So I think there's a big chance there. Liverpool are going to be really, really tough. But if Forest can go into it on the back of a good cup win, that would be brilliant. I think it could go a long way, that. And we saw last season, and I talked about this on the podcast earlier in the week, or yesterday, feels like it's been a long week already, how the situation, and this was further down the line last season, but the situation looked pretty bleak at one stage. Forest went on a run. They gained momentum. And obviously, we know how it all paid off in the end. They are capable of doing that again. They have been up and down at the minute. Nuno is still, it's still fairly early in his tenure. And as I said, he's had a heck of a lot to deal with in terms of not having his full squad available, in terms of how many games he's had to take charge of in a fairly short space of time. Getting going, getting a run, it's there. Forest know where the problems are. They know they need to cut out the defensive mistakes. They know they need to stop leaking goals. The hope was that West Ham clean sheet would be a springboard. It was maybe always a little bit unfair because Aston Villa are a really, really good side, and they were very much in the mood on Saturday. They were excellent. It was always going to be difficult to get something from that game. Forest were going to have to be on it for 90 minutes from front to back. Too many players were not at their best. I think the team selection obviously didn't help. As much as Nuno said otherwise afterwards, it had a knock-on effect for me, because Forest were behind after 4 minutes. Nyakati and Murillo had got done down that left side. The balance wasn't there, and it just kind of had a knock-on effect. And then it was an uphill battle. But having said all that, that Elanga chance in the second half, the chance for Ryan Yates as well, Forest was so nearly getting to 3-3. It was a bit of a mad game in that sense. So they have to take encouragement from the way they responded, because earlier in the season, having gone 3-0 down, 40 minutes gone, there is the potential for that to turn into another Fulham. It didn't. Forest showed a bit of character, a bit of spirit, bit of fight, came back into it, could so nearly have drawn level, and then shot themselves in the foot, really, with the fourth goal, which killed it. But they know where their problems are. They know they need to cut out those errors, those goals. A settled defence can have a big impact. Just having players get to know each other more. I don't think Matt Sells was at fault for any of the goals on Saturday. I'm not sure there was a great deal he could really have done. He wasn't helped by the defence in front of him. He still hasn't played that many games. It seems like he's been here for a while, but he is still trying to get to know the players in front of him. And he's had different defences. I think trying to find a settled team is going to be so key. Again, injuries haven't helped. Tavares being out, so typical after he put in a really good performance against West Ham, and you hoped that he would kick on from there and really find a run of form. Obviously, he's out now. Ola Aina is still ruled out. An opportunity for Harry Toffolo at left back, I think, assuming Nuno goes with him on Wednesday night. I think Toffolo has been a little bit hard done by anyway at not being in the starting 11 in recent weeks, because he's generally been one of a really reliable performer, done really well. Doesn't have the same kind of energy as Nuno Tavares going forward, but he still can, and we all know he's good at putting crosses in. I think he's probably a more solid defender than Nuno Tavares is. So an opportunity for him, and you're right, it's about players staking their claim, showing that they deserve to start on Saturday. It's a big chance for them to do that, a big chance for players to get some consistency, get a bit of momentum, get a bit of confidence, go into Saturday's game in really good spirits. So I think Wednesday night's really important, even if it's not in the Premier League, it's in the FA Cup. I still think there's a lot at stake there, and a really big opportunity. Hopefully it means that Saturday, again, at the City Ground, another big occasion. There's going to be a lot of them between now and the end of the season. An important run of away fixtures in the Premier League. Forest have to... That away form, we know it's not been great. There's an opportunity, though, to get some big results on the road between now and the end of the season. Forest have to make the most of home games as well. And as much as you can say the likes of Liverpool on Saturday is perhaps a bit of a free hit, I think Forest have to look at it as one that they can go for. It's all about developing a winning mentality, going into games believing you can get something from them, whoever you're facing. That's certainly something that Nuno is keen to instill in the players. Wednesday night, Saturday, it's a huge week, really important week. And obviously we've had the FFP news as well. So this week has been quite important. Some big weeks to come, but going into it on the back of a couple of good results, that can really... We know how one result can kickstart things. How we saw Liverpool away last season, didn't we? How it can prove to be a turning point. If Forest can get good results in these two games, maybe we'll look back at this week as a big turning point if they kick on and develop that consistency that we've talked about from here. I suspect it would be a bit of a roller coaster, whatever happens. We all come to expect that. I will have to call it a day there. Thank you all for getting involved, for the questions and comments. Really appreciate it. And for watching, fingers crossed for Wednesday night. I'll be back with another one of these next week, hopefully with some good performances and results to talk about. That would be nice. Do say hello at the City Ground either on Wednesday or Saturday, and I'll see you all again soon. Thanks all.